The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of Talk 1230 WYTS, its staff, management, or parent company, Clear Channel. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of receiving an actual dental exam. Time now for Dentally Speaking on Talk 1230 WYTS with Dr. Brian Kvitko. Call 821-1230. That's 821-1230 to discuss your dental issues. Now here's Dr. Kvitko on Talk 1230 WYTS.
Talk 1230 WYTS. Welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry but were too numb to ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. I'd like to wish all of you dads out there a happy Father's Day. It's a beautiful day out there here in Columbus, Ohio, and I assume many of you are either on the golf course heading there or hope to be there sometime today. Of course, I know you'll be spending time with your kids, spending time with your wives, and wish everyone a great, great Father's Day. Today, we are going to be talking about mall and store kiosk tooth whitening. And what this is a follow-up to a story that is in today's Columbus Dispatch. It's an article by Kara Connolly, and it's on the front page of the business section, Section D. And the title is, Mall, Store Kiosks, Gray Area for Whiter Teeth. Dentist questions safety of new vendors. We'll be getting to that story here in a bit because there's a lot of information there to cover. But before we do that, I'd like to mention a few things. One is that the second annual Dr. Kvitko Golf Classic for the benefit of the Down Syndrome Association of Central Ohio will be held at Broadview Golf Course on Headley Mill Road, in Pataskala on August 23rd at 8 a.m. Foursomes are $140. If you only have two golfers, we'll pair you up with another two, so don't worry about that. Now, what we're a new announcement this week on this topic is that I'm very proud to say that we're going to be selling raffle tickets for a grand prize, and what we're going to do is give away the prize at the golf outing. But you don't have to be a golfer to be a part of this contest, because we're hoping to raise as much money as we can for the Central Ohio Down Syndrome Association. And so the grand prize of this raffle, and the raffle tickets are $5, by the way, is a continental breakfast, a back studio tour, and a chance to meet Dino Tripodis and Sean Ireland. If you would like a chance to do that, please call 262-9588 so that you can arrange to purchase a raffle ticket. And I don't think it's up yet on our website, but we hope to have it up there soon. Also, if you want to be a part of the golf outing, you would call that same number, the 262-9588 number. And remember, all proceeds go to the Down Syndrome Association of Central Ohio, and we're going to draw the winning name at the Golf Classic. But you don't have to be present to win. Now, as the show progresses, you're welcome to call in with your questions and comments. And the number here is 821-1230. You can also email questions or comments to dentallyspeakingontalk1230@yahoo.com. What I decided to do is basically all callers to the show are going to be entered into the drawing for free. So if you have a question, feel free to call in, and as an added bonus, that will get you entered into the drawing to win breakfast and a tour and a chance to meet Dino Tripodis and Sean Ireland. Okay, one more announcement. On Wednesday, June 18th, which is, 3 days from now, at 7:30 in the evening, I will be on Showcase Columbus with Gail Hogan. Be sure to tune in, try to put a face to this voice, and, basically just kind of see what we have going. I'm real proud to be a part of that show, and I think hopefully you'll enjoy getting a chance to see me and there are a couple of my patients. Today's question of the day is going to be tied into our topic of the day. And so, according to a recent survey of dentists, what percent of patients who initially request tooth whitening go on to have additional cosmetic procedures? All right. According to a recent survey, What percent of patients who initially request tooth whitening go on to have additional cosmetic procedures? And we will give out the answer towards the end of the show. And we'll also, we have some open phone lines. If you want to call in a guess, be happy to take your call. And keep in mind, that gets you registered for our grand prize drawing. Okay, so today's topic then is based on this story that was written by Kara Conley in today's Dispatch. If you get the Dispatch, get the article or get the paper and read the whole article. I think it's great. I am quoted in there, which is also one of the reasons we want to go over this. Now, and just so that you know, I've done my own little undercover investigation, if you will. I have checked out one of these in-store kiosk-type whitening companies to kind of find out what is it like to be a patient, to be a person who does this. And, basically the story starts out, sporting crisp white lab coats and equally bright smiles, teeth whitening practitioners are popping up in shopping malls and big box retailers across central Ohio. It says, get whiter teeth in minutes, they urge, for far less than you pay at a dental office, and without the hassles of at-home applications. Teeth whitening kiosks recently appeared at the mall at Tuttle Crossing and Polaris Fashion Place, and an Atlanta-based startup called White Smile USA has begun offering its services on a rotating basis at Sam's Club outlets in the Columbus area. Now, apparently, this one was founded by a guy named Jim Valentine, and a couple fellow entrepreneurs in February of 2007. He describes the company as one of the pioneers in this new industry segment, a segment that could generate $3 billion in sales this year. $3 billion, that's just a lot of money. I don't know what you think, but that's a lot of money. Now, let me tell you what I saw when I was out there, and in fact, this is the company that I actually observed. It was at a Sam's Club. And when I walked up, and of course they didn't know I was a dentist, when I walked up and I was with another individual, we were approached by the two, they call them cosmetic consultants, cosmetic consultants. And what you don't know is these people are not dentists, they are not dental hygienists, they are not even dental assistants. They know nothing about dentistry. And yet they have chairs that look to be dental chairs. They're white. They both wear white clinic gowns and look very professional. When you walk in this store, there were 12 50-inch plasma screen TVs all running an infomercial about white teeth. This was at a Sam's Club. And that's pretty, that's pretty eye-grabbing. It's relatively high pressure. And in fact, they were very, very aggressive when we approached, telling us how good it would be and how many procedures we should do and, how wonderful it is. I've never used that much pressure in my dental office. My approach has been, John or Joe or Jane, whoever it is, hey, have you ever thought about whitening your teeth? And let me tell you why I ask. Because I'm about to do some dental work for you. Some of it is visible when you smile. And we like to know now if you think you're going to whiten your teeth, because if you are, we can make your fillings this new whiter color rather than putting in a new filling today and having you figure out later that you wished you had whitened them. Okay, we are about 5 minutes away from a break. And the reason I'm mentioning that is I would like, listeners, I'd like you to do this now. I want you to smile as wide as you possibly can. I mean the biggest, silliest grin you've ever had. Okay? Are you doing it? Great. Now look in the mirror. Make sure that you can see as many teeth as you possibly can. So if you're driving, be careful, but look in the rearview mirror real quick. Can you see all the back teeth? Make sure that you can. And I want you to hold that position. People driving next to you are going to think you're kind of strange, but that's okay. You probably are. Now, we're going to continue our discussion, and I'm going to tell you why I wanted you to do that in a minute. Keep smiling, okay? Keep smiling. All right. Now, the story goes on to say that Well, basically, it says not everyone in the dental field is smiling about such services. And then it goes to a quote of mine where I'm quoted and it says, quote, "We recommend that these not be used or that they be used with caution," said Dr. Brian Kvitko, a veteran Columbus dentist who spent 20 years on the faculty of The Ohio State University College of Dentistry. Dr. Kvitko questions the safety and effectiveness of services provided by vendors in a retail setting, noting that dentists are best equipped to deal with the allergic reactions and other potential complications. Because people who work in kiosks generally aren't dentists or even dental hygienists, they're legally prohibited from working in a person's mouth. And so the way the companies have gotten around this is they basically help prepare a mouthpiece or tray that has whitening agents, and then they hand them to you, okay, and then you insert them yourself. And then they'll take and put this light, this white light, and shine it onto your towards your teeth, okay? So what they're saying, what they say at least, is that most clients see great results with just one 12-minute procedure. And then it says, depending on the level of discoloration, we may recommend an additional 12-minute procedure. That's a quote by the owner of that company. I can tell you they always recommend another 12-minute procedure. In fact, they try to talk you into that before you ever sit down. Now, why would somebody go and have their teeth whitened at Sam's Club or a mall kiosk? Of course, the reason they're claiming is that it's cheaper. And I would beg to say different. And here's why. While I was there, I watched a gentleman have his teeth whitened with one 12-minute procedure. Are you still smiling, by the way? Keep your lips apart. Keep them apart. You can't ever stop. You have to keep them smiling so big that you can see all of the teeth. Okay? All right. So they charge, and in fact, it was $100. It was like $105, $99, I guess, plus tax. For the gentleman that I observed. And by the way, you go and you pay at the register. You pay Sam's Club. You don't pay this company, which makes me wonder what connection there is to Sam's Club. Anyway, the gentleman sits down in the dental chair, and the non-dentist hands him, puts some gel in this tray and hands it to him and explains to him what to do. And after he's finished... Well, what they do is they supposedly have the shade guide. And it's the same shade guide that we have in the office, by the way. But we're kind of actually trained to use it. And they said, oh, you're this shade. And so he sits down, and they whiten his teeth. And they give the patient, I guess I shouldn't call it a patient because they're not dentists. So I guess they give the customer, the person, these yellow glasses. And then he sits there for 20 minutes. And when he's finished, they have him take the tray out. They give him like a little towel to wipe his lips. And then they hold up the shade guide and tell him how white he is, how white his teeth are. And as I was standing there, and you can imagine, I've been a dentist for 28 years, so I can tell, pretty much I can look at you and tell you what shade you are. And shades go by letter and number. So there's like B1, B2, B3. There's C1, C2, C3, C4. There's A1, A2, A3, A3.5, and A4. There's D1, D2, D3, and D4. And in fact, there are other shades now for the people that actually do get white teeth. They're called bleach shades. Bleach 1, 2, 3, and 4. So let me just tell you that this gentleman... When they finished with him, they told him that he was now shade B1, which, by the way, is considered the whitest shade on our shade guide. And when we come back from our break, I want to tell you a little bit more. By the way, keep smiling, okay? Keep smiling as big as you can. I remember that you can call us at 821-1230, and you are listening to Dentally Speaking on Talk 1230 here with Dr. Brian Kvitko. We will be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko here on Talk 1230 WYTS. Happy Father's Day to all you dads. And, you know, be sure to go out and enjoy the day. I think sometimes dads maybe are taken for granted. And you guys work really, really hard and do it for the family. And I know that takes you away from your family a lot of times, and unfortunately sometimes the children don't quite understand why you do what you do. But as a dad, I certainly do. And I'm sure your kids know that you love them, and you know, today's a day to kind of let them know that you love them as well. So have a great Father's Day. All right, today's topic is these mall and store kiosk tooth whitening booths that have popped up. And are you still smiling, by the way? Because it's now been only 9 minutes since I asked you to start doing that. And the reason for that is, and by the way, you still have 3 minutes to go. The reason is, when you do the whitening the way they do it at Sam's Club or these mall kiosks, that's what they ask you to do in order to make it work at all. So if you're like most people, you haven't really kept your lips open as far as you can for the last 9 minutes. You've closed, your lips got tired, your smile got tired. What do you wind up doing? You're essentially showing your front 4 to 6 teeth most of the time. And, well, if that light can't get at those back teeth, it's not going to whiten them. And, of course, I question whether it whitens them at all anyway because of the gentleman who I saw having his teeth whitened. And here's the thing I said they told him he was B1, the whitest one on the shade guide. I can promise you he wasn't. He was probably about C3, which is about 8 shades darker, halfway down the shade guide. And yet, he'd spent $105, $106. Well, I don't know what other dentists charge for sure, but I do know that I've seen several cases of, you know, marketing by dentists that say, free tooth whitening if you come and have this done, or, you know, tooth whitening for $100 or $150, both arches. And that actually gets your teeth white. It does it in a safe environment, something that you can continue to do yourself at home. And, you know, our normal fee happens to be $321. That gets your upper, your lower, all of your teeth, front and back. And for just the purchase of a little bit of gel every year and a half or so, you can keep them white for a lifetime. In fact, that's what I did. I whitened my teeth first in 1985, and I've just been keeping them white ever since. Every year and a half to two, I'll put the tray in my mouth for about, two evenings. I go to bed with it in. It only works for the first 2 to 3 hours, but I'm figuring, what the heck, I'm asleep anyway, what do I care? So, okay, let's get back. So they told this gentleman that he now has white teeth. And he had these yellow glasses on for the entire procedure, and then he had the blue light shining on his face. And then he also, let's face it, Sam's Club doesn't have the best lighting as far as conducive to cosmetic dentistry. So he left there thinking he had white teeth. And to me, I don't know, you remember the fable about the emperor's new clothes? How he was told that he had these beautiful, beautiful clothes, but in fact, he had nothing. They had made him basically invisible clothes. And so he went out in public naked, thinking that he had these gorgeous clothes on. Well, this gentleman who was told his shade of his teeth were B1, went home thinking he had a great smile. Now, that'll work for a little while, because, you know, attitude is a lot of how we function in life. If we're happy, if we think that we look good, then we're a little bit more friendly. But anyway, I wonder how long it was going to take before he really got home and realized that his teeth really didn't get white. Now, if you take the price that I mentioned, and you think, okay, you're going to get 8 to 10 shades whiter, and it's only going to take a few sessions, and you do it at home, why would people go to a kiosk and spend money on something that is only going to get them a shade or two? And, keep in mind, it's going to be more than $100, because what they do is they urge you to get a double application. Well, now that's 24 minutes of smiling as big as you possibly can. And I don't think many of you have smiled very wide for even more than a few minutes in this little test that we're trying to run. And by the way, you still have another 1 minute to go. Okay, so and I can tell you that there's a lot of pressure to do these two rounds. And then they also have an aftercare kit they would want to give you. So now the price is $173.15. This is, again, referring to the Sam's Club company. Okay, well, that's already more than a lot of dentists charge. It's approaching what we would charge, which is $321, except you get about three times the whiteness. Now, while we were gone for the break, before I forget, we had a couple people call in with guesses about our question of the day. The question of the day, you might remember, is what percent of patients who initially request tooth whitening go on to have additional cosmetic procedures? And Mindy called in a guess of 20%, which is not right, Mindy, but thank you for the call. Ty called in a guess of 80%, so he's at the other end of that spectrum, and neither of those is actually correct, but I do appreciate the calls. And the reason that I thought this would be an appropriate question of the day, and the fact that we were talking about the way we do it, is ask people if you want your teeth whitened before we do a filling, is I wanted to talk a little bit about what happens to people who go in and think they're going to get their teeth whitened for $100, $144, or $173, where it's being done by non-dentist, non-dental office personnel. What are the ramifications? And when we come back, we will explain some of them and take any questions that you have, and talk about some more guesses for our question of the day. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry but were too numb to ask. We'll be right back.
So hear me when I'm saying, smiling faces.
Talk 1230 WYTS. Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry but were too numb to ask. All right, so we're going to continue our discussion here about mall and kiosk whitening companies. And before the break, we were talking about, what kinds of things you need to be concerned about if you're going to have this procedure done at Sam's Club or one of those companies. Before I do, we had a couple emailed guesses to our question of the day. Tina emailed us with a guess of 28%. Sophia emailed us a guess of 52%. Neither of those are correct. And the question is, what percent of patients who initially requested tooth whitening go on to have additional cosmetic dental procedures? Okay. The reason that question is poignant is, let's say you go to one of the kiosks and you have your teeth whitened, and let's say by some miracle they actually get white, and you had tooth-colored fillings in your front teeth, or you had a crown on a front tooth. Well, now your crown doesn't match. So you could potentially be looking at having to spend thousands and thousands of dollars to correct a problem that was caused by having your teeth whitened. Now, you may not consider it a problem, and in a way I don't, but if you don't plan on it, if it's an unexpected thing, that would be a very bad surprise, I think. So at the office, of course, we say, John, before we whiten your teeth, we want you to know you've got a crown on that one front tooth. It's not going to change color. Neither is this filling over here, which is visible when you smile. So you need to factor in the cost of a new crown and a new filling into your decision to whether you have your teeth whitened or not. And when I was at Sam's Club watching those people talk to other people as well as myself, not once did they mention that. They did not bring that up at all. Okay, so why hasn't that been a big issue? Because according to the owner of that one company, and I don't want to give his name because I don't want to, or the name of his company, don't want to, promote him any further. But if they were really whitening teeth, it seems like they'd have all kinds of complaints. But what's happening is what he's saying is they did all these people with no complaints. I don't know how many, I forget what they said, something like, a bunch of procedures. I may find it. And I think it kind of speaks to what I was talking about, is if you get just two or three shades whiter, and by the way, that tends to fade a little bit. When we whiten people's teeth, we tell them that within 10 days the shade will have darkened just a little bit. Oh, here it is, 30,000 customers, they're saying. And they haven't encountered a problem other than sensitivity and gum irritation. And going back to me saying that it looks like a dental office, and it does, by the way, this gentleman's response was nonsense. We do not advertise ourselves as dentists or dental professionals. In fact, our sign reads, quote, without the dentist or dentist price. Well, think about that. That just means there's no dentist there. That doesn't mean there's not a dental assistant or there's not a dental hygienist there. He's just saying without the dentist or the dentist price. And what he ought to say in his marketing is, no, without the dentist, without the dental hygienist, without the dental assistant. And I think if he did that, if that was on their placard, I think a lot more people would be a little bit more concerned about sitting down and having that treatment. So I do believe that it is very deceiving, it's misleading, and honestly, really doesn't work. And even if you can smile that much for 12 minutes, and of course they propose a 24-minute session, you're only going to get a few shades. Okay, so why are they allowed to operate? What's at work here? And I've had some discussions with the State Dental Board of Ohio about this. Kara, in her article, mentions that, you know, dental regulators throughout the country are struggling to figure out how to deal with this upstart industry. In South Carolina, for example, officials have shut down several kiosks, saying that the operators were practicing dentistry without a license. In North Carolina, the State Dental Board ruled that kiosks can remain in business if they're simply providing a place to use the same products a customer could buy at a drugstore. Okay, so if you can buy the product at a drugstore, why are you paying these people $106 to $173 for their services? Kind of a good question, isn't it? Remember, your comments are welcome at 821-1230 or send us an email to dentallyspeaking on talk1230@yahoo.com. In California, which is where iSmile, which is another company, got started, state inspectors are monitoring technicians in a number of the shopping malls, and they're basically watching over them carefully, and it says that they seem to be aware of the laws and sticking to them. So long as they are operating according to the law, it's okay. However, if they step over the line, it will be a problem, and we are keeping an eye on it. The Ohio State Dental Board clarified its policy on teeth whitening kiosks and salons in February after receiving numerous inquiries from, probably patients and dentists alike. It says, in short, the board is taking a hands-off approach, simply providing a consumer with the materials to make a tray and demonstrating to them how to apply materials to their teeth for bleaching purposes is not the practice of dentistry, unless and until someone other than the consumer places their hands in the consumer's mouth and or positions the activation light or similar device on behalf of the customer, the board said. Notice how they're calling them a customer. However, in the statement, the board offered a warning. Issues can arise with the materials being provided at the kiosk/salon, it said. The unregulated and unsupervised use of these products could be harmful to the consumer. They go on to say, further, the safety and efficacy of the products not distributed by a licensed dentist cannot be assured and should not be used or should be used with extreme caution. All right. Now, I know the board is at their wit's end with this because they really are struggling to try to figure out how they can shut them down. And keep in mind, the board's job is to protect the public. They are not there to protect the dentist. I can assure you of that. The Ohio State Dental Board is kind of like the policing agency for dentistry in the state of Ohio and other states. They are not our friends. They are there to police us dentists. They are there to protect you, the public. And so don't misconstrue the notion that the fact that the dental board is against this is just, you know, sticking up for the dentists. They do not do that. They're the ones that take away our license if we cross over the line. They're the ones that confine us. They make surprise inspections. They make sure we've done continuing education. And so when we come back, I want to kind of take a corollary of the board's position and apply it to another procedure and just kind of talk about a concern that I have. So you're listening to Dentally Speaking here on Talk 1230 WYTS with Dr. Kvitko. We will be right back. Tell me. 1230 WYTS, welcome back. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. I want to wish all the fathers a happy Father's Day today. And make sure you get out there and enjoy this wonderful weather and enjoy your kids today as well. Okay, so before the break, we were talking about how the dental boards are kind of, you know, have their hands tied, and how the their feeling is as long as the personnel that work at these places don't put their hands in a patient's mouth, then they're not actually breaking the law. Well, I got to thinking about that, and, you know, I've actually taken an impression on myself before for a mouth guard when no one was there to help me, and I thought, I'll just do it. Well, if I were to show you, a listener, how to take your own impression, let's say you were a denture wearer and needed dentures, if I could show you how to take your own impression, it seems to me that if I were a dental lab tech, I could say, here, John, put this impression in your mouth. Let me show you how. Put it in there and then take it out and hand it to me. Here's this impression. Put it in your lower arch. Put it in there and take it out and hand it to me. Then a dental lab technician would be able to make a denture legally, I'm thinking, because they wouldn't be putting their hands in your mouth. Well, I don't think anybody thinks that that's, you know, appropriate or a good idea. And I don't know how it's different. I'm not sure if that would be legal. And it seems like, based on these guidelines, the dental board seems to feel like they need to live within, it would be very simple for a dental lab tech to start making dentures directly for the public. But nothing against the dental board, because I know they would love to do something. They're just, maybe we need the legislature to get involved and change the Dental Practice Act a little bit so that this then goes away. Now, my quote in an article, I was quoted as talking about safety concerns. Let me tell you what I'm talking about. Just as a little side note, my malpractice insurance for my dental office does not cover me if I come to your home. And I learned that the hard way. I went to a gentleman's home and made him a new denture. He was bedridden, basically homebound, a 90-year-old. And I went several times, brought all my equipment, and made him a denture. And what I found out when it was time to renew my malpractice insurance was I wasn't allowed to do that, apparently, and be covered. I was very surprised by that. And I said, well, what could possibly be the reason for this? And they said, well, what if he had choked on the impression material? What if he had had allergic reaction? Did you have all of your emergency drugs? Did you have your emergency oxygen with you? And of course the answer was no, because I just didn't anticipate anything like that. I didn't think there was any harm in doing a favor for this guy. Well, take that and apply it to this dental whitening in a kiosk or a mall, where they're not dentists, they're not assistants, they're not hygienists. We don't know if they're CPR trained or what. And in fact, you know, on Friday, just 2 days ago, at my office, I had done a procedure on this gentleman, and it was surgery. And when his son came to pick him up, young, strong, muscular guy, looked like he might have been 20, 21, he fainted. He fainted at the sight of his dad, who had just had the surgery. Fell to the ground, you know, hit his arm on the door before I could catch him. And, you know, I was there to take care of the situation, and I'm trained to do so, and so is my staff. But in this mall, or the kiosk, I don't think anybody has the training. I'm not sure what they would do. And, you know, if you're severely allergic to something, you go into anaphylactic shock. Anaphylactic shock means your airway is compromised. You can't breathe. And unless someone is there to open your airway, either give you a drug that will open your airway, a breathing treatment, a cricothyroidotomy, meaning poking into the airway, to open up your airway into the trachea, you might not survive. So this gentleman that owns this company dismissed my comments as bunk, but I wonder what would happen if somebody were deathly allergic to this, or if they collapsed. So anyway, keep that in mind. Now, just the last thing on this story is, though, in WBNS's story, written by Kara Connolly, and by the way, researcher Joel Chow also contributed to this story. It says that although some of the customers that they surveyed said they were pleased with the treatments that they received, Kathy Bird is an example that was neither happy nor enthusiastic. She tried this this kiosk a few weeks ago when it set up shop at the Sam's Club in Reynoldsburg. Quote, actually, we were just walking through to get lawn furniture, and I saw it there, she said. I also wanted to get my teeth whitened, and I'd been using Crest whitening strips. Bird was hesitant about the price, more than $100, but a worker at the booth ultimately talked her into it. Quote, she said, "See my lab coat?" And I said, "Yes," she said. "We will get them that white." So after a 15-minute treatment, Bird attended a family birthday party where she asked her sisters what was different about her. "I was smiling really big," she said, recalling the exchange. Quote, they said, "Did you get your hair colored?" And so another quote to attributed to Kathy is, "The Crest whitening strips did a better job, to be honest with you." So, you know, there you go. And the Crest whitening strips are cheaper. They are sold by a reputable company. They will get you the same one or two shades whiter than as this other product will do for a lot less money. And if you really want white teeth, you basically need to go to a dental office and get them done that way. It's not a turf thing. It's nothing like that. It's a patient education, patient safety, and those types of things. So I'm running a little late here. We do have to go to another break. Before I do, real quickly, I'm going to give you the answer to the question. We had two more guesses. Tom guessed 71%. Sheila guessed 15%. And the question was, what percent of patients who initially requested tooth whitening go on to have additional cosmetic dental procedures? Two out of every three dentists say less than 40%. So there's your answer, less than 40%. However, that's almost half the people go on and get more treatment done. And so, I don't know. Well, think about that. What we will. We'll talk about that later. We'll be right back. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko here on Talk 1230 WYTS. Talk 1230 WYTS. Welcome back. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry but were too numb to ask. Just so that you know, our show is available on demand by podcast. And to do that, you go to www.talk1230wyts.com. Click on the on-air icon. It's a drop-down box. Choose Dr. Kvitko. When you go to that page, click on Go to Podcast page. And once there, just click on the Listen button of any of the shows that you'd like to hear. Okay, so today we're talking about the whitening that is being done in malls and at store kiosks. And basically, people, my suggestion is don't do that. Save your money. Go to a place, a dental office. Doesn't have to be mine, but go to a dental office where you know the people are trained. You know that there are people that can handle a medical emergency in the office. You will get teeth that are much, much whiter for less money. Frankly, by the time it's all said and done, it'll be less money, and there won't be people out there making mistakes by getting their teeth whitened and now saying, "Now what I do, my crown doesn't match anymore." At least you'll know in advance, or my front filling. And a lot of people have these fillings, they don't even remember they're there, and then before you know it, it's like it's too late. On the other hand, since they're only getting you 2 to 3 shades whiter anyway, you might not even notice, and so if that's the case, you've also wasted your money. So, you know, on one hand, it's like maybe buyer beware, or somebody might say, "Well, what do you think? What would you expect about getting your teeth whitened at a Sam's Club?" But I mean, it's deceiving, and this average everyday good people out there getting their teeth whitened. I mean, look at, they said they're going to make $3 billion. So who's overcharging the public? So anyway, you know, use your common judgment, your good judgment, your common sense. And I want to applaud Kara Connolly and Joel Chow for putting this story together. It's something that's been on my mind for a while, and I'm glad that they've gotten it out there. I actually saw a story on Fox News about a week ago about this very thing. So it's nationwide, and you got to remember that these people are just out for money, and they don't really care about your health or how it affects you. Where honestly, I really do. Some people would say, "No, I don't either," or "Dentists don't either," but we honestly, honestly do. Okay, before we wind up the show or end for the day, I just want to remind people about the golf outing that we're holding August 23rd at Broadview Golf Course in Pataskala. It is at 8 in the morning, $140 for a foursome. Please call 262-9588 if you would like to participate. All of the proceeds go to the Down Syndrome Association of Central Ohio. And we will also be raffling off a grand prize at $5 per ticket. And you can also call the office to get one of those tickets or arrange to do so. 262-9588. We'll try to get it on our website here soon. And the grand prize is Continental Breakfast, Vaccine Studio Tour, and a chance to meet Dino Tripodis and Sean Ireland. And we want to thank them for donating that prize. I think it's great. So tune in next week, Sunday morning at 9. We'll be here again with a live call-in show. And go out, have a wonderful, wonderful Father's Day. Enjoy yourselves. You're listening to Dentally Speaking here on Talk 1230 WYTS, and we will see you next week.